The photo is of a senior male and a standard poodle. And there's obviously some real companionability in the photo between the man and the dog. There's a conversation going on in one, obviously, and there's the two looking for rabbits in the other. But it's obvious that they're relating in a very companionable way. And one of the things that I find with aging, particularly with males, is that they often grow into their nurturing side, what our society would think is more feminine, as opposed to masculine. They grow into that capacity and interest in really relating to another being, whether it's an animal or a person. And that's a huge shift. Because
So,
males in our culture are mostly focused on their careers until they are older. And then that's often when, they really get interested in relationships that are not working relationships, but intimate relationships. And they often, have a capacity to relate to others in a way that they didn't when they were younger. So, for example, this particular male, also related to a previous dog, but nothing like the way he relates to this dog. He has a relationship with this dog. He has a connection with this dog. He pays attention to and does things with this dog in a way that he did not when he was younger.
and do you think it has to do with the fact that I'm assuming that he's perhaps retired, that he has more time?
He has more time. He has more time to actually explore some of his own capacity for intimate connection. And it spills over into his relationships with humans as well.
Right. Well, that's good.
Amen.
That's very good. So,
And he has grandchildren. And he, relates to and plays with and has time with his grandchildren in a way that, when he was supporting family, when he was younger, he didn't have that.